Thank you. So, Andy, I'd love to hear a comment.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. This might be a very, very slight disagreement with what you introduced, but by all means, go ahead after I get done with my comment, and then you can chime in, and if you've got the stronger biblical case, then you're right and I'm wrong. There's no question about it. I don't think that the Matthew 7:21-23 was so much the focus of those verses is so much on you did those things. Well, I never called you to do those things, and therefore you weren't doing God's will. I don't think that is the heart of what Jesus is trying to teach there, though that is certainly a secondary thing. The heart of it is, depart from me, I never knew you. Those people were putting their hope of, without investing their heart in knowing Jesus personally, they knew how to do those things. And I think and there's no reason to believe that some of them may have actually not been used for advancement of the kingdom, but they were not submitting their heart to him, you know, for real transformation and letting go of the things of the world so that they could know him. They were probably very good at putting on their ministry hat, but not the Mary choice of sitting at Jesus' feet hat. And just something I do ministry-wise, I'm pretty sure I'm in God's will when I do this, is I regularly go out and pass out tracts. I've been doing it Saturday night for years, and it's been a lot of tracks over the years. I know others do that as well, and I'm an extroverted person, and I've learned through experience, and so God would have higher expectations of me on that, and I really believe God has used me in that, you know, for seed planting. But what I heard the Lord told me, and this gets at the point, it was really kind of a really cool sort of pithy saying, probably 6 months ago. And I was kind of, and usually have very good fellowship times with him as I pray in between people coming. What I heard the Lord tell me is passing out these tracts may help get some of these people saved, but they won't help you get saved. In other words, yes, obviously the word of God goes forth and he backs up his word, but if I'm going to make that my hope of salvation, then I'm like the people in Matthew 7:21-23. So that's my comment.
Amen. You know, Andy, I love you, and there's many reasons for that. And one of the reasons is you're not afraid to speak your mind. And I appreciate counter opinions. I really do. And I think that's just another problem we have in the church today, because we don't hear counter opinions on doctrine and these kind of things. But I love your thoughts. Here's my thoughts. Let me restate. Or not restate, but let me just spend another minute or two on this passage. As far as I'm concerned, we cannot do the will of God unless we have our relationship with him. John, I think 14:15, if you love me, you will obey me. So you cannot go out thinking you're obeying God without loving him. So our relationship with him is tied to his will for us. Our relationship with him is tied to what we're going to do that day, because if we are seeking the heart of Jesus, if we are seeking to please him, he will direct us. If our heart is not about that, then we're never going to be in his will. We can't. So we're going to do what we think is best. And yes, God can absolutely use unsaved people to bring thousands to Christ. I'm a wholeheartedly on board with that. Because even though someone is preaching the God's word, and I've seen the best teachers preach, and I've gotten so much out of those teachers, only to come to know that the Spirit wasn't in them necessarily.
Wow.
I can't make that judgment, but I've seen people that just they're great teachers. But God will use them to bring people to Christ. God will use anybody. You use an ass in Numbers 23 with Balaam. We know that. So I get what you're saying, Andy. I put I attach the will of God with that relationship. Whether, if you know God, you will do His will. If you don't know God, I don't think there's a way you can do His will, because you won't be seeking His voice. So I tie those two issues, but I appreciate what you had to say.
Okay, thanks.